Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are looking into whether it was just one man responsible for robberies overnight at three 7-Eleven stores in and around South Richmond Hill, Queens. Our Glenn Chuck is in Queens.
Police here in South Richmond Hill still talking to witnesses and reviewing surveillance footage from all three of these 7-Elevens targeted within about an hour of each other. The crime spree beginning just before 3 this morning. Man with a gun grabbing $400 in cash from the register, the 7-Eleven on Liberty Avenue. By 3:45, he was back at it, going after an employee at the 7-Eleven on Cross Bay Boulevard. This time, the suspect taking off with $1,500. Now, possibly the same man, 20 minutes later, Rockaway Boulevard, armed with a gun, went inside and demanded cash again from the 7-Eleven, but this time took off with no money. No one was injured in any of these dangerous robberies. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
The president of Columbia University is on Capitol Hill today testifying about campus anti-Semitism and the school's response to campus conflicts amid the war in the Middle East. Dr. Manoush Shafiq is facing questionings by the same committee that heard from the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT late last year, which led to swift backlash for those leaders and prompted two of them to resign. Dr. Shafiq condemning anti-Semitism at her university in the hearing.
Columbia strives to be a community free of discrimination and hate in all its forms, and we condemn the anti-Semitism that is so pervasive today. Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
She was originally asked to testify alongside those other university presidents, but she had declined because of scheduling conflicts. We are monitoring the hearing, and we will bring you all the latest developments. Community members in Chinatown are rallying around two brothers today who were charged for allegedly attacking a group of men with a sword. They're calling on Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg to dismiss the charges against John Ong, who faces sentencing next week. John and Max Ong say they were the victims of an anti-Asian hate crime and only acted out of self-defense when the group of five men instigated that brawl back in 2020. John Ong was captured on video grabbing a katana blade and slashing one of the men in the forearm. He was charged with attempted murder while his brother took a no-jail plea deal. That includes 5 years of probation. Fire investigators are waiting for the smoke to clear so they can look through the ruins of a community synagogue that burned to the ground in Rockland.
An early morning fire devoured a large home in an upscale neighborhood here in Pomona. No one was inside. It was being used as a community synagogue. Rockland County Fire Coordinator Chris Keir says fire investigators will look for anything suspicious.
It's always a concern, but at this point, you know, it's very early in the investigation, so no conclusions or nothing has been drawn yet.
A canine will sniff through the smoldering debris.
Upon arrival, there was this heavy fire on the right side of the structure, so I think that's they'll probably start looking there.
The roof and walls collapsed, just the facade stands and charred two-story columns. Among the ruins, a safe with religious scrolls. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Pomona.
The writers behind an iconic kids' show could soon be hitting the picket lines. Dozens of unionized workers at Sesame Workshop, who work on Sesame Street, Helpsters, and The Not Too Late Show with Elmo, have unanimously voted to authorize a strike. Their contract is set to expire on Friday, and if new one isn't reached by then, they'll begin a work stoppage a week from today. The union members are part of the Writers Guild of America, and they're seeking industry standard raises, fixed residuals on streaming, and regulating the use of AI, and also establishing a paid parental leave fund. A Sesame Workshop spokesperson says the writers are integral to the creative team, and they're hoping to reach an agreement before the contract expires. A new initiative to get more New York City public school kids up and running. The New York Roadrunners Club is announcing today a new $3 million five-year initiative funding underserved school districts so they can launch middle school running teams. They say it will impact more than 7,000 students in over 100 public schools. Roadrunner CEO says the program aims to tackle some big health issues facing kids in the city.
We have an epidemic going on right now in this city and in this country of depression, of physical inactivity, of obesity.
The new program builds on the 20-year partnership between the nonprofit and the city's public schools. The organization already operates a running-based youth program that serves 60,000 kids across the city. The suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer headed back to court today. Our Sophia Hall was there, and she joins us now live. Sophia.
And Linda Rex Heerman looked back at his estranged wife, who was sitting in the courtroom as he faced the judge. This hearing was all about turning over evidence to the defense. Today, prosecutors turned over 7,000 pages of people of interest in this case. And one of the victims, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, the missing persons info from the NYPD, and the info from 422 devices, all from the Heerman house and office when it was searched by authorities. And that includes cell phones, laptops, CDs, Palm Pilots, which were discontinued in 2011. The next court date is June 18th, and all of the evidence and the paperwork the judge wants the prosecutor to turn over to the defense by the end of July. Linda?
Our Sophia Hall reporting live from Long Island. A new trauma recovery center is officially opening in Coney Island today. With funding from the city council, the center will be serving victims of violent crime and trauma across Brooklyn with the help of trauma therapists offering specialized care depending on patients' needs. The Jewish Community Council of Greater Coney Island joined City Council Speaker Adrian Adams for the ribbon cutting on the center this morning.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.